This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. And Josh, what's the latest? Right now, I'm seeing the thought that I'm getting tons of notices because I've on the telegram and so on from Mike Lindell. Next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he's putting his entire show on there. This is a brave man. Honest to gosh, when he shows up selling his MyPillow, he should have a MyPillow super costume on. It says MP for MyPillow guy. He is, in a sense, almost like a superhero, just like Donald Trump should have a superhero costume on as well, and so should you, because we're standing there doing things. Other people are scared. Other are cotton-picking heads saying, you can't say that. We have one guy to try to call a product in spread what we call the fear virus. His name is Simon from Florida, but he won't say his last name, so I call him Agent Simon. Listen, there's lots of excuses to be fearful. And I learned this from my guys in Special Forces. You know what they taught me? If you train hard enough, and you train well enough, and love your colleagues hard enough to survive like a mama loves a baby, and they measure oxytocin in their brain to see if they're linked to each other, then you have to drive. Pain is fear leaving your body. And if you go into a battlefield with any fear, you're going to friggin' die. You have to have no fear left in you, being so brave and so determined to fight, no matter what the consequences are, then you can win. You can't win if you have fear inside you.
Yeah, you cannot have any fear. Right. One development was Wendy Rogers' national petition by the 2020 election. It ended up getting so many signatures that it crashed, and they're working on putting it back up. So,
oh, wow, wow.
That's a really good sign, knowing that so many people were doing that and signing that petition, of course, me being one of them. So that was a really, really good thing that happened today. Other than that, it's been all quiet on the Western Front. There hasn't been much news coming out of Auditville, if you will. But today at 1:30, so in about, well, it'd be 1:07 right now where I'm at, so it probably is going to happen in about 15, 20 minutes. Wisconsin, at the Capitol, there's going to be patriots in front of the Capitol, and they're going to be demanding a forensic audit in Wisconsin by the Speaker, Robin Voss. So that's another good development that they're pushing in Wisconsin. So, and as I said, Wisconsin's the easiest state to do an audit in out of every state, because you had a great governor there for 2 terms, Scott Walker, who really cleaned up the voter rolls and did a lot of things so that you couldn't cheat an election. And basically what happened is the left used the one thing that you couldn't really legislate against, and that was indefinitely confined voters, which are people that are actually indefinitely confined. You know, they're either sick, allergic, you know, they're on a respirator, whatever it may be, they can't get to the finish system.
Right.
So some left-wing scumbag judge decided because, quote, everybody was in a lockdown, that therefore everybody was considered an indefinitely confined voter. So some scumbag Marxist judge completely took the indefinitely confined voter definition and destroyed it and separated it from reality, and then passed a rule allowing anyone to say that they're indefinitely confined. So there was over 200,000 indefinitely confined voters in Wisconsin. And the reality is that there's usually only between 35 and 50,000 every. So you've got 150,000 fake votes right there.
I got a joke for you. You know, you like jokes because sometimes I run out of crying towels. You know the primary reason why you'd be combined? You're addicted to Netflix.
I didn't hear the joke.
I said the joke is that you're permanently confined because you're addicted to Netflix. You can't leave your TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's part of it, too. But they even caught people, like, 11 workers that said that they were and they were out jogging, they were on a bicycle tab, you know, totally fine, no issues, no problem. I mean, the amount of fraud that took place in this election is so sickening and so disgusting. And that's why I said to you yesterday, they told to keep this BS COVID lie alive for as long as they possibly can. And it's our job to shut it down and shut it down immediately.
Well, I think what's going to happen, I call this the geopolitical purgative. Right now, it's like we've got a geopolitical blockage, like we're constipated with CRT, critical race theory, lockdowns. The latest thing, for example, is this one, Walensky, has passed a non-legal, non-judicial action saying she's lifted the evictions on everybody, but not stopping the mortgages being paid by the owners. So that basically means government is trying to seize your property, saying the banks still need to be paid their money, but you don't need to pay your rent if you're, you know, a squatter in somebody's home.
Right.
And so my guess is what we're doing is they're trying to fast-track us into communism, aren't they?
Who gives the Center for Disinformation Control the authority to decide memorandums and laws regarding housing? When did they, who died and made them king? They're not legislators.
So, well, this one, Walensky, has got a, when she makes statements and her eyes are popping, she's got a strange look on her face, that long nose. I'm thinking, are you truly human? Where are you? Are you like a clay construct, like on claymation? And she's supposedly a professor. I'm thinking, I don't know what you're teaching, but man, I don't want to take that course.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, and they get these mentally ill, disturbed people. You see, the thing is, what made America great were three things. You know what the first one was? God, right?
Yeah.
Private property and the rule of corporate law, which means if you have a corporate rule over a building or property or a concept like a patent, you have protection. That's the three things that did it. The first one was God. And if you remove God from the country, which they're doing really hard with the critical race theory and all the other BS they're teaching to upper racism, look at America. If you look at all the black athletes and did a genetic analysis of them, 95% of them have got white genes in them. And when they say, I'm just black, I say, no, you're a mulatto. And you're a great mulatto. That's why you're such a good basketball player, or you're a professor, or whatever you are. You're a mixture. I get a kick out of people that are saying the same thing. Look at the people in the Middle East and the Israelis. The Israelis are a mixture of all kinds of other mixtures there. You know, for example, my ancestry is part Median and Kohanim, bringing back the name Naaman, my mother's side of the family. People have to understand mixed races takes combinations of genes and makes you better. That's why if you look at people like over in, where there's a lot of inbreeding, say in Saudi Arabia, they have six times the rate of genetic disorders in their children because they're so inbred. One of the reasons why America is so great, if you actually check the genetics, no matter what nation they came from, they have genes that make them to be overproducers, being brave, able to travel more than 20 miles to start a new life in a new country, be able to break down forests and turn into land for farming. And it doesn't matter what race you came from, it selects people that have the balls to actually go to a new world and start a new country. That's us. Right? Josh, are you there? I think we lost our connection with Josh. Let's get him back again. I think we lost him there, Dan. Yes, we did. We did. I'm going to play a little bit of this clip while we're waiting for Josh to come back on here, see if we can track him down there, Dan.
Leftist radicals have stolen our election. Big tech tyrants have censored our voices.
A couple of right-wing kooks that, you know, will not get over the fact that the election was stolen or that we're a bunch of crazy conspiracy.
See if you can find Dan. Where is Josh?
That 90% of people in America were worried about election integrity and 74% want voter ID. So we're not the fringe here. We're the majority, okay? So don't believe the garbage that the media is trying to spew. So again, action.wendyrogers.org/becertified. Next. Tomorrow, Friday, there's going to be a rally to demand that Wisconsin conducts a forensic audit. It's going to be at 1:30 p.m. at the Wisconsin State Capitol. It'll be sponsored by amazing Wisconsin patriots such as Sheriff David Clark. And for more information, you can go to riseupwisconsin.com. Again,
yeah, Josh.
Riseupwisconsin.
I don't know what happened. You got disconnected.
I would say it's just, I called the NSA, no such agency. But one of the things I get a kick out of, people don't understand this, like when they hear us being hacked in by the Russians or whatever, you know the internet is controlled by our no such agency in the U.S.? U.S. no such agency controls the internet in every country on earth. Did you know that?
Yeah, but what about ICANN? They gave up the right to control the internet. Obama did, remember?
It's all layers, okay? The top layer is no such agency. I know this being in classified work, okay? These are layers to deceive people even inside the agencies that somehow we gave up control of this and that. It's all garbage. We, America, are not only the good nation and also we're the worst nation. We're the beast. We created this thing, even the virus in China. We didn't give the Chinese didn't do it without us giving all the pieces. It's like giving people Lego blocks and made a monster out of it. That's what we did. So let's get into this now. Just timeline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first.
On those machines for 22 months.
Right.
They then decided to do a, quote, maintenance and erased all of the information and data. Now those machines are now decertified. So what does that mean? In order to recertify them, it's going to cost millions of dollars of taxpayer money in the counties, the five counties that they did this in, right? So what does this mean? Not only did Michiganders not have their vote counted and had their right to vote in a election taken from them, but now the scumbags that took their vote away have now forced them, because they are taxpayers, to now pay for their carbon route. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Why people in Michigan are not attacking these buildings that these people are in like they did with Oregon and Antifa for 100 days straight is beyond me. Okay?
I can't believe
it's not happening.
Well, there's three boxes, and I refer to them over and over again. I keep on harping on this because we have a guy who's been on for years, but he's kind of getting older and he doesn't want to come on regularly. It's called Halloween in Court. The most powerful box is not the cartridge box or even the voter box. It's called the witness box. Everybody out there, if let's say every show you did, you had 100 people that listened to Josh Bernstein and then file a pro se litigant action against the vaccine manufacturers, their state officials, the companies, et cetera, and politicians, and start seizing their homes, their boats, their cars, their whatever, and their property, all this BS will be over. The problem is you don't need to resort to guns. You don't need to resort to riots or even protesting. The most important protest is pro se litigant actions, getting their ass into a court system where you have to actually have them answer and you can seize their freaking property. The ultimate way to put people in the thing is not put them in prison, take their property away from them, their cars, their homes, their land, their boats, their islands. And guess what? It would stop all the foolishness of people like, look at Gavin Newsom. He owns a very big winery. Why does he still have his winery if he's done all this crazy stuff? Why not just, talking about decertifying him, seize his friggin' winery? Sell it off and have it pay for all the stuff that should be done to fix things. For example, why do we have homeless in America? If you compare America with Canada, for example, Canada's not a rich country. They don't have homeless all over the place. They're more rational. They don't have cost of health care through the friggin' ceiling. I don't believe in socialized medicine, but I want our doctors to be paid an hourly wage, not a fee-for-service. And if you're retired or you're a female doctor, you get paid because you want to work half hours, half days, 4 days a week, let's say. The whole idea we have is we don't run the country for the citizen. We run it for the corporations. We do not have a constitutional democracy based on the individual and the right to be able to make an income. It's because the right of a corporation to suck us dry like a giant vampire, and we're the poor beasts are going to be sucked on every night at midnight by the vampire corporations. That's the problem. And they will call this or that, like it's capitalism, it's communism, it's whatever. It's just a different form of corporatism. It's corporatism in China. 80% of the new billionaires in the last 30 years are Chinese communists. Why? Because they made deals with the bad billionaires to run the whole friggin' world. That's why it's a laboratory for the whole world for social distancing, and you can't even go in your home without being monitored. The poor Chinese people are being, like the Uyghurs in Western China, are being sterilized, and their wives are being screwed by other non-Uyghur Chinese to make sure to get rid of the population. You have to stop getting stuck in labels, and you're really good at this. You don't get people stuck on labels. Like, they're a Democrat, they're a Republican. How about they're a corporatist Satanist who gives a crap about you, wants to steal your property, wants to control your body, and if you haven't died because you take the vaccines because you don't know what are legal supplements, the hell with you, you need to die and just get out of the way.
They're commie corporatists.
Right.
Communist and corporatist all in one. They're commie corporatists. That's the new word.
Yeah. I call them commie technocrats. And they want everything. They want to make an artificial matrix of you. They know where you are. You're in your front lawn. You're in your bathroom. You're having a crap. They want to have a chip in your brain so they know what you're thinking even. Just like Minority Report. People say, oh, no, they wouldn't want to do that. I said, you're a freaking idiot and you're going to die stupid. Well, how do you know, Diggle?
Right.
Yeah, and people want to argue with me and say, well, then they get into physical arguments. You're bipolar. I mean, like, do you understand? First off, I'm more like Santa Claus. I'm unipolar. I'm always hyper. I'm not bipolar. I'm like Santa. And secondly, I won't say something, even if it's weird, for people to say, well, like in the ancient Bible, there's lots of books of the Bible that refer to the supernatural, for example, okay? Well, when I had met, for example, in 29 years ago, the Pindar, who runs the Druidic Council of 12, that runs all the major banks and everything else, I didn't know what the hell a Pindar was when he came and visited me. I researched it weeks later and said, oh my God, this guy is a major devil. Well, people have to understand that if you've been inside a porch mason and you get advanced to a more high-level mason, Everything in the world is run by satanic elite, no matter what they call it, whether it's in Muslim, Baha'i, whatever. It doesn't matter what religion it's in. If it's satanic, it's just like in the Walmart of Satan. It's got a label saying, approved by the Prince of Darkness. Now you have to understand, he's the enemy of mankind. Mankind is not a minor creature. We're God's children. We are the expression of God in the realm of time space. That's why the Bible is so important. That's why the Jews get more persecution than anybody else, because they understood this from the Pentateuch. They're basically from the words of Moses knew that mankind is not an animal down here on earth. We're the representation of God in time space in this little blue planet. We're God's children. That means we are equal to God when we're in his will. We are equal, not less. We're equal. And we have a responsibility to be equal, which means we should not tolerate people like Joe Biden screwing our country and killing the unborn and killing people from different skin colors and teaching critical race theory. We have to understand we are God's children. We have a responsibility as his children to act like it. Right?
Exactly. And that's why there's millions of people around the globe that don't believe in, you know, the fact that we are worthy of living an abundancy and a free life. And actually, that's probably in the billions, unfortunately. And there are
right.
so many people.
It's a pre-suicidal thought. See, those coming things came together. Obviously, I call America Ephraimerica. It's the Ephraimic tribes who were taken away to Isfahan when the Medo-Persians defeated, and they were handed all over Europe. That's why the land of Scandinavia is called the land of Dan. Scandinavia. Norway, Sweden, all those countries are basically the land of the Danites. People need a certain understanding here that what's going on here is what a passion play over thousands of years of what are we and what is our destiny. Our destiny is to become a galactic civilization with extended lifespans that do not tolerate evil, that don't tolerate communism or treating people because of their skin color, or even if they're mentally deficient, like Down syndrome, and killing them all, like they do in Norway and Sweden. It's the idea that if you're over 70, you should die. I mean, the health minister under Barack Obama said, if you're a certain age, why the hell are you alive even if you're well? I mean, we talked about this with John Spring, about his own wife having a dialogue with the doctors, and they say, you know, and they tried to convince her it was cruel for him to try to put a feeding tube in her because she has a full, well-working brain. She's a brilliant lady. She just had a physical problem with some pneumonia. And instead of worrying about her nutrition, the doctor is trying to convince John Spring that he's being evil by trying to save his wife through a temporary thing by giving her feeding. This is an example of our culture is immolating itself. It's like putting oil and gasoline all over yourself and, I'm going to light it. Society is burning itself while standing and screaming at you. They're self-immolating themselves, aren't they?
Like it. I didn't know that John's wife was sick, so my condolences.
Yeah, well, she's going to get over it. I'm going to help him. But you can't rely on these doctors. The doctors have got their head up their arse so far. They haven't seen daylight in decades.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pleased with the latest monthly jobs report. The economy adding 943,000 jobs last month.
While our economy is far from complete, and while we doubtlessly will have ups and downs along the way as we continue to battle the Delta surge of COVID, what is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
The White House is applauding United Airlines for imposing a mandatory vaccination program for employees. Press Secretary Jen Psaki also noting rising numbers in vaccinations amid fears of the Delta variant. She told reporters that more than 3.2 million Americans got newly vaccinated this past week. Yesterday, 109,000 people tested positive for COVID-19 and 535 people died from the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. As wildfires continue to rage across the western United States, some experts are pointing to climate change as the reason for it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains why this problem matters.
It's a public health issue. The air our children breathe, the water they drink in every way. It's an economic issue for us to be preeminent, first in the world in all the green technologies. It's a defense issue. Security leaders, national security experts tell us.
Republicans have argued that wildfires are also caused by bad forest management and not just climate change. Peloton is facing over $1 million lawsuit. A Texas woman claims her 2-year-old got trapped underneath a Tread Plus treadmill and was injured. The Consumer Product Safety Commission urging parents to stop using the equipment back in April after one child died from the machine and dozens more got injured. This is USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Medicine to
extreme here in the next few days. It's like launching a boil or an abscess. It's going to hurt like hell, but it's going to feel really good after. And my guess, the lawsuits, the videos next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with Mike Lindell, the lawsuits by the big guys like Fulmer, Reinhard Fulmich, 4,321 doctors, doctors around the world in multiple countries, lawsuits against the United Nations, which is, by the way, part of the problem, not the solution. And I call them, they aren't really politicians. These people have somehow usurped the power and think they're temporary dictators of us, like Joe Biden. This guy is a narcissistic maniac. It's bad enough having somebody that's a narcissist who actually has a brain. This guy is so brainless, he doesn't know which side of his ass to wipe.
No, as long as he can touch and grab the nipples of some little 5-year-old girl, he's fine. He's happy.
Or smell her hair.
He's probably masturbating underneath the desk while he's signing all these illegal bills, while he's clutching these little 5-year-old children with fear of death on their face. Wonderful. And on that note, I
got to
go.
Well, the problem I see is that we should stop tolerating this. Firstly, proceed litigant. Secondly, civilian militia. We should stop thinking we're going to go through the media, and we do need to push out politicians like in the 2022 election, but we can't wait to that. We got to do these things now. The country is basically being burned up, right, as we speak. It's being burned up.
All right, I got to get running. I got another interview.
Give me a shout, Josh, if anything major breaks through the weekend. Otherwise, I'll see you again on Monday. Take care.
You got it. Take care.
Take care, Josh.
So, John, yeah. August 6th, noon to 1:30 p.m. We the people. This is a notice that they have the Speaker of the House there. Let's see if we can play this for a second.
.com. Also, remember, the person in particular that has been lollygagging, that has been doing everything they can because they're close friends with Paul Rhinoceros and Rince Priebus, is Robin Voss, the Speaker of the House. So let's blow up his phones before the rally so that he gets to see the people out front, but also get his phone calls. And that would be 608-266-6666. Again, 608-266-9171. Now, let's move on to Michigan. So apparently, breaking the law is destroying evidence that by federal and state law must be kept intact for at least 22 months. That's federal and state law. It's now called, quote, maintenance. Right, it's not a felony.
You talked about this earlier, John. I'm going to let you kind of enter some comments. I've been getting a lot of people taking my things like over at SoundCloud, taking our discussion we talked about the Mercola scam, I call it, you know. And then both Mike Adams and Alex Jones grabbed the Mercola scam and thought it was a big deal that Mercola is so frightened he's taking down 25 years of his stuff, which is total BS. It proves to me that Mercola is just another part of what's called controlled opposition in the medical field. Now, I've tried to contact Mercola to interview me, and the same thing, I've tried to contact Mike Adams and Alex Jones and others. They are terrified of interviewing me because they have inferior knowledge, and they don't want to be embarrassed with the fact that they're not providing a real cure or treatment, or even sizing up what the nature of the problem is or how simple it is to fix it, but they want the problem to expand or mutate into other things. For example, the more you vaccinate, the more you're likely to create new super strains. Eventually, you may make a strain that actually is more lethal. Right now, they had hoped to hell that the Delta strain was more lethal. It's just more infective. It's less lethal. We don't know that. We also know that the people getting infected are that the vaccines provide absolutely zero zilch, nada, protection. And then the vaccines, if you have a health problem, let's say right-sided heart failure, mitochondrial dysfunction, diabetes, and so on, you're going to, as they say, crap in, crap out. You're going to crap out because you don't have your vitamin D level monitored, your zinc, your antioxidants. You don't have things to protect your mitochondria and get rid of damage. Things from graphene oxide, this molecule 102 that's been put in the vaccines, is toxic as hell. Should not be put in any human being. It's experimental. And yet, you get people who pretend to be healthcare experts or medical experts and look at you with a stern look on their face like, what's wrong with you? How come you don't take the vaccines? And I want a bitch slap them into hell. How's that? Yeah. I'm sick and tired. I started off as a 10-month-old baby saying my first word to mommy and daddy was no.
No.
And unfortunately, I'm 69 and a half. I'm a half a year away from being 70. And the longer I live on planet Earth, the more pissed I get at the human race thinking that they're going to dominate me or my brothers and sisters because they're more passive than me. And they're going to tell me that I'm crazy because I won't submit to their effing ideas. You know, I've had even to deal with, you know, not only professional associations, but families saying, well, why did you lose this job and that job? I'll give you an example. I'll give you a concrete example. When I got the job as the director of occupational functional medicine and emergency department in Pekin, Illinois, south of Chicago, they asked me to go down to court, and for several weeks I gave evidence about the Pekin Energy Plant, which is the second largest oil and gas gasohol plant using corn, special organic corn, in the world. And they just averted a major explosion, which would have killed probably most of the people in the town and devastated areas for many square miles. Now, they didn't want people to know this, but I gave the evidence. And so I got confronted by the director of the hospital because I gave the evidence, and by the other guy, and he came up to me nose to nose. Now, I'm 5'9 on a good day. I just think we lost our connection with John, so we've got to get him back. So we lost Josh. Okay, John's still there. Okay. So I get my, I'm a tough guy, okay? I'm 5'9 on a good day, but I'm strong as a moose. I mean, I got enough sort of grip strength, I can actually break your bones with my spare hands. I have a great-grandmother from Syria, from Damascus, Syria. Her superhuman strength, when she traveled in the Basha family, walked all the way to China twice a year beside the camels, 150 years ago. I have my great-great-grandma's superhuman strength, okay? Not a man, a woman, okay? And he comes up to nose to nose. If you don't do this, we're going to do that. And I said, you know what? And he looked at me like, I'm going to hit you, Deke. I'm going to kill you, Deke. I said, make your first move. It'll be your last. What do you mean? I said, you'll find out shortly. And I looked at him like eyeball to eyeball. I'd be like, holy shit, this guy's not backing off. I said, you're not going to imagine the devastation I'm going to do to you if you even touch me. He was like, what, 6'2", 6'1", 6'2"? You got to understand things. If you have a molecule of fear in you, you can't operate as an emissary of the Most High God. Do you think God has any fear? One of my favorite songs I listen to on Christian radio, I have on all night long, is, you know, fear has no place in the heart of a believer. Fear. The worst virus is not the coronavirus or even the vaccines. The worst virus is the fear virus. And the government and the globalists and the Satanists are using fear to drive us into doing stupid things like giving over our authority, our power, our property, or even our bodies to these idiots, or critical race theory, so that our children actually have masks and are told to hate each other because they have different skin color. Think evil amplifies because good people do nothing. And they do nothing for one reason: they've been invested with, well, the fear virus. Your comment, John, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I can comment as intelligently as I would like to at the moment, but...
Well, here's what I want you to do next, then. And remember, a lot of people don't understand who Deagle is. A lot of people think I'm a big mouth, I talk over my guests, I talk too fast sometimes, I slur my words.
I don't mean to flatter you, but you are without a doubt the most intelligent person I have met in my entire life.
Right. And, but let me explain. I'm not something that desires to be like this so I get worshipped. You know, for God's sake, I'd rather you hate my guts and survive. I don't have an ego that has to be fed, okay? But here's what I do. I'm the best big brother. I have died and come back from heaven. All right? Now, you might think, oh, he's crazy. Nobody went to heaven and come back. But I did, okay? At 8 years of age. And I went and I told a professor of cardiology from Georgia back in 1978 at the Foothills Hospital my experiences, and he told me, he said, well, this is not unusual. And by that time, I'd already resuscitated thousands of people from near-death experiences, and of the thousands of people I'd resuscitated, a percentage of them, good percentage, maybe 5-10%, had pretty remarkable experiences. I remember one guy, when he was out of body, he actually visited his wife on the other side of the continent, and he actually knew stuff that she was doing thousands of miles away while he was in his kind of almost dead experience, you know, salt free from his body. So you got to understand here, I have perspective of things you're not going to hear from any other living human being, because that's not because I wanted to be like this. God made me this way for your sake, people. I am your manna. I'm your manna man. Give you the manna of healing of your body, the healing of your soul. Get back in relationship with the Creator God. Get back in relationship to truth and have no fear in your body, because God drives out fear. God drives out fear.
The next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him this was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Dr. Wave is pinky and fix the world, but you know what? His pinky is us. He's asking John W. Spring in your early 80s, me and my, I'm about to be 70 next year in 6 months, to actually put ourselves and our life in his hands and say, I'm going to enter the battle without fear. I'm going to enter the battle knowing God's there with me. And some of my favorite Christian songs teach you the fact that, you know, the fear is the ultimate destroyer of relationship with the Creator. Or it's also ego. My ego feeding me, make you think I'm so wonderful, is the basis for most evil. That's what Satan is. He's an egotist. If you're doing God's will, it doesn't matter whether you save 100,000 babies from abortion, or 1 billion people from being blown in a nuclear flash, or you just save your brother or sister. In God's ways, it's all in His will, and they're all equivalent. You don't get a scorecard that says, hey, you did more, you're going to get in a nicer palace in heaven. It makes me laugh when people think they don't realize that the great joy of heaven is that you start to realize we're I and a we. We're, I call it the we're both an I person and a we person. We're actually connected. And when you start that, especially if you're hyper empath, when I do a remote consultation, I get words of knowledge to tell me exactly what's wrong with somebody, read down to their atomic frequencies and blocked arteries, whatever. They say, that's not possible. I said, God's given me his eyes and his ears and his touch and his ability to know things.
Yeah.
And I'm not unique. The most important thing I say on my show is there's nothing unique about me. Everything in me is nascently like a lotus flower in you. You need to be watered by the truth of believing that God is your God, that God wants to bless you by opening up, even in tribulation. And believe me, I've been through more tribulation than you can imagine. It's in those tough times where God is basically saying, if you believe me through this tribulation, I will open up even more of you to become more like me. Right now, America is going through convulsions right now. We're going through what we call geopolitical convulsions. Critical race theory, communism, socialism, seizing your property, lockdowns, all these things. They're an example of the face of Satan if you submit to fear.
Yes.
That's why when I hear all these broadcasters pushing fear, I'm thinking, you know, you're clinically an idiot, you need to shut the hell up, and you need to interview with Deagle, because if you'll be like a thermonuclear explosion, I'll blow away all the bullshit you're teaching, and I'll give people solutions to the problem. I don't believe in looking at problems like it's terminal, you're finished, it's the end of America, we're going to have a thermonuclear flash. It doesn't matter how big the problem is, a passing star, asteroid like Apophis in 9 years, April 29. It doesn't matter about the explosion of supernova, it doesn't matter if you have nuclear weapons or biological weapons. My God is God.
Yes.
Remember the hemorrhoids given to the ancient Arab peoples that were going to attack Israel, and there were 14 times many more of them than there were Israelis. And God said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll fix those people. I'm going to give them such bad diarrhea. They're going to get hemorrhoids. So I'm going to put hemorrhoids inside the Ark of the Covenant to remind you, I'm the God of hemorrhoids.
That's right. You know, Dr.
Go ahead.
I'm not quite ready to ask you the so-called million-dollar question yet, but what I've noticed is that practically everyone is fixated into a box of confinement, and within this box of confinement is fear. And unfortunately, most people just assume that you have to be in a certain position.
Well, let's put it this way. I've had even people...
To function.
I'm going to invent the question for you, okay? A lot of people have listened to me over the time. They listen to my shows, like going back to 2006 conference in Los Angeles, before 2 years before I moved to California. Or even relatives, and they'll say, he's crazy. And I'm just going through a list of things. He said he was died at birth, and his grandmother was there, and they put him in and sent him off to the morgue. 8 years later, he had a near-death experience at the hospital, and they put him in a home site isolation for 3 months. He thinks that in 29 years ago, we actually met the Pindar who came to visit him. He thinks he's called as a witness of the Most High God, even though his grandfather told him to talk to his oldest brother, that they had documents going back 2,000 years, the basis for Khalid Gibran's book, The Prophet. I know I'm called to be, at the very least, a medical Moses, to give you the manna to save your ass for the coronavirus. But I'm also here to give you a different perspective. What are we, and where are we going? When it says in the book of Revelation that the Lord is returning to marriage, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, a marriage is between a husband and a wife. The husband is God incarnate in the form of Yeshua, the Father in the flesh. He's not a lesser God. He is God in the flesh. He's coming back to marry us as his bride. That means we are clinically the queen of heaven. We are basically betrothed to the God of the universe, which means we're not less than God. We're equal when you're in his will. Now, that's right in your Bible. It's not something Dr. Deagle invented. But you see, people call me crazy because I have a perspective on things. I said, man, what do you do with the fact when he says that he actually has been for the Bermuda Council, he's been before what's called the Council of the Eschaton, in heaven when he was dead at 8 years of age and also 2 times after. And God expressed to him the fact that he's visited many worlds and many beings and people across the universe. It's a very vast universe. You have to be a blithering moron to think that mankind on a little blue star, a yellow dwarf star, on the edge of a small spiral galaxy is the only form of intelligent life in the universe. You have to be a real good blitherer. Now, you have to raise these questions because now, of course, the globalists want to put out this false stuff about, you know, Greer is actually web brain to talk about this, Stephen Greer. He's an emergency doctor who got into this years ago. But I can teach you Stephen a lot because I know stuff that no other human never talked about. The most important thing is there are many, many worlds, many, many beings, and they are in a sense, our brothers and sisters across the cosmos, and they're part of the expression of God in physical time space. And what you have to start understanding is God is a very big God. He's not limited. He can be the burning bush beside the mountain where Moses is down in the Midian Valley. He can be, you know, he can be talking from the top of the temple. The temple priests are there and they're speaking to God on specific holy days. You have to understand our God does not have limitations. There's no such thing as time or space or dimensions or lack of wisdom. God is the totality of all, and he's actually bequeaths us the knowledge of the Heliarchion, which is the source of all knowledge. That's why when I say God gave me the vision of the coronavirus, the therapy, last dream, told me even to contact Francis Boyle. He gave me a dream. You need to contact Francis Boyle. I don't know who Francis Boyle was. December 2019. I contacted him in January. I started doing a series of videos. He gave me all the parts. God actually told me how to do the formula. I sent you last night some emails. I did a National Pipeline research talking about the use of exosomes to stop the coronavirus. Well, my patent guy, Russ Weinzimmer, is re-updating the teaching side of my patent to explain that we know how to not only slay this virus, but also all pathogens, all diseases, all autoimmune diseases, and even the gene silencing of aging. God has given me, not because I'm wonderful, but because I'm obedient, the three keys of Methuselah, which means all three keys, epigenetic frequency therapy or morphogenetic field therapy. I did my first lecture 41 years ago. The Red Deer Velvet would have a patent 2 years ago with Russ Weinzimmer. And the third, exosomes, to literally actually turn off aging. I'm going to take the tripeptides from Dr. Kavinson in Russia and convert them to exosomes to actually stop aging. Now, the human race, what are they going to do if we just expand the human lifespan so the average healthy human is at least 120 to 160 years of age and can still rock climb and still play tennis. What are they going to do when they're not drooling in a nursing home and don't know where their grandparents or their grandkids are or recipe cards? What are they going to do when senior citizens are volunteering after they bought their fifth home and they've done their 10th PhD and they're creating new careers because they have the time and the health, physical health to do so, and they believe, like I do, that you don't, if you already have enough resources, that you volunteer and you become a useful member of society? Because retirement to me is the back of a shovel. It's not sitting in a nursing home rocking in a wheelchair and watching, you know, Netflix. It's being useful to your other men and women in society and the children, your grandchildren. It's,
well,
passing on wisdom.
Exactly what I'm hoping to do right now, Dr. Deagle. I don't know how much longer the Lord will keep you around, but as long as he does...
He's got you related to me, so I have the tools. Now, I need more financial tools, and they attack me over at the First Nation, and I'm getting that all sorted out. But the problem is that a lot of people are jealous, because I'm not a kind of a jealous or greedy person. People want to assume, well, he's a crazy guy. He's jealous. He's greedy. Those are things you can't characterize me. The best way to think of me as the best big brother you could ever order from God. If you wanted to order a big brother to protect you and your nation or whatever, it's me. Fearless, stubborn, and super intelligent, here to save your ass from your own self-stupidity and your fear. And I'm here to give you the best nutraceuticals, the best technology, and the best wisdom, but return to God first. Return to the Constitution where you are the government, not the government. Don't submit to vaccines, and don't submit to lockdowns. Don't submit to having your private property stolen by crazy corporations. We need to realize we are the representation of God in this physical world. It's His world, and we're His children, and we have the legal right to operate in God's will. How's that?
Amen. Absolutely.
And, you know, if I can live to be 150 and still provide help with you people free, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. I will do the last drop auction, leaves my last mitochondria, and I'll be saying, praise the Lord, I'm going home to eternity. But I will have been a smile on my face when I go. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else support? Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.